Angus Wilson.
You did mention that any writer who has a serious message must sweeten his pill. Well, what is the serious message that you have?
Mr. Wilson.
What a very, very difficult question. The serious message that I have, I hope, is that human beings must all be considered as absolute values, each one in himself, that nobody personal vice or personal defect can make anybody other than absolutely valuable. And it's often said to me that my characters are very unpleasant. It is my view that my characters are painted as real human beings, and that what is the trouble is that most people are taught only to like people when they have successfully sentimentalized them. My message is to try to say that true liberalism consists in accepting all human beings as having equal rights to absolute good treatment.
Mrs. Loban, Mr. Wilson, I'm sure, has never given his true message in these words before to anybody, so we're quite lucky to have it. Shall we have the next question, please?
I'm Amin from Pakistan. Do you agree, Mr. Speaker, with your critics that you are too hard on contemporary Britons? What can be your object in exposing the people in preference to appreciating their weaknesses, and how far you have achieved that?
Mr. Wilson, here's Mr. Amin from Pakistan who says, do you agree with your critics that you are too hard on contemporary Britons? What is your object in exposing the people in preference to appreciating their weaknesses, and how far do you succeed?
I'll take that in two parts, if I may. I would say that I should hope that I'm preeminently successful in appreciating the weaknesses of people, and being, I think, very sympathetic towards human weakness. I hope so. That I approach it ironically doesn't mean that I don't sympathize with it. Apart from that, I would say that I'm interested in the social setup of England today, the strains and stresses imposed upon the individual by the shifting social classes, the way in which people are having to adapt themselves to a new social order, and of course to adapt themselves to a new national prestige. Now, if you mean that nobody in England should be told that they are having to adapt themselves to a new social order and to a new national prestige, then in telling them that, I am being very hard on them. But if, as you think, as I do, that we can only hope to make any satisfactory and useful community in this country when we accept these new developments, then it seems to me that I am being both sympathetic and understanding in viewing people as they really are, rather than as they would like to be thought. But let me be a little honest. I do think that now and again I have not, or shall we say throughout my work, I have not perhaps given any very sympathetic characters, for this reason, that all my characters are treated from the outside. Most fiction for a very long time, at any rate since Henry James, has been written from the inside. And this does mean that you get in a book the development of one or two individuals and the neglect of most of the rest. I have tried to view everything from what I believe is called the God's eye view of looking at all people from outside, and this does result, I think, in fairly good fair shares for all, but perhaps no very preferential treatment for anybody. But I have become dissatisfied with this recently, and I am, in my new novel, trying now, with great difficulty, to write from inside actually a female character and to give the maximum of sympathy to this woman, and maybe the other characters won't come off quite so well as they have in my other books.